The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Mildred Lawson in memory of her husband Arlo and their families, and in honor of their family and friends.
Thank you. Today's New Testament scripture reading is 1 Peter 4, 12 through 13, and 5, verses 6 through 11. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while with himself, restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
The reading I have is from the Gospel of John, 17th chapter, and I'm going to read today from the Message. Jesus said these things, then raising his eyes in prayer, he said, Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they may know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with your very own splendor, the splendor I had in your presence before there was a world. I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. They now know beyond the shadow of a doubt that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it and were convinced that I came from you. Then they believed that you sent me. They believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm praying not for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours and yours mine, and my life is on display in them. For I am no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you completed as a gift through me, so that they can be one heart and one mind. And we are all, as we all are, one heart and mind. As long as I was with them, I guarded them. In the pursuit of life you gave through me, I even posted a night watch. And not one of them got away, except for the rebel bent on destruction, the exception that proved the rule of Scripture. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. And will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus prays for us. What a gift. That gives me some comfort. When we feel alone, afraid, angry, sick, dying, grieving, hopeless, to know that Jesus cares enough for his disciples, that he prays for us is reassuring. At least it is for me. He prays for us as individuals and as his followers together. And today that would be Christians, all Christians, and the church. Jesus prays for the church and his individual followers that we may be faithful, courageous, trusting in his and God's care, that we might be hopeful even in times of despair, loving even when persecuted. Jesus hopes we will work to be like him, following in his ways and in a close relationship with God our Father. It is indeed good news that Jesus prays for us. Just caught a phrase in here that I hadn't picked up before. Let me catch it again. Everything mine is yours and yours mine, and my life is on display in them. Wow. Christ's life is on display in us. If you don't want to listen to any more of the sermon, just ponder that. By the time the Gospel of John was written, Christians were being persecuted for their faith by both the Jewish leadership and the Romans. And this reading might have been intended to speak to that, given that it was written about the time that Christians were being persecuted by the Romans and the Jewish leaders. But today it's Memorial Day, Sunday, and this May is Mental Health and Mental Illness Month. And so I want to go in that direction with this text. I want to focus on individuals who personally need support, in particular people with mental illness. Every day, an average 22 veterans, did you hear me? 22 veterans take their lives. And every day, soldiers and many others are challenged by brain disorders and PTSD, post-traumatic distress disorder. You have in your bulletin an insert that describes PTSD. If you're listening on the radio, call or write us if you want a copy. If you have access to our website, neillsvilleucc.org, we'll ask Bonnie to post it there. So if you want to share it, you can. PTSD has been caused by a bomb detonating close to a soldier or watching a buddy be blown up. It could be caused by killing an enemy who might be a child or who might be just a parent, just like you are. PTSD might be caused by coming home after putting your life on the line to protesters who call you baby killers. PTSD might be caused by stranger or acquaintance rape, or by an abusive relationship, whether in a family or at school or at work. PTSD can be caused by a car or farm accident, maybe hitting a deer. Some of these things some of us can slough off. No big deal. But for others, they paralyze them, cause them flashbacks in dreams or when they encounter similar noises or smells or experiences. And some folks, to get around those terrible feelings that they're feeling inside of them, they self-medicate with alcohol or drugs or some other addictive behavior. Some are overwhelmed with depression and suicidal thoughts or other manifestations of mental illness. Today, I want to say to those who struggle with mental illness and PTSD, Jesus prays for you. to those whose family members deal with mental illness. Jesus prays for you too. As Jesus wants for all of us, he wants for those with mental illness to feel his support, to be aware of his prayers, to know that he cares for each of his children. I found it interesting in our text today, this prayer that Jesus prays as he's on his way to the cemetery, to the Garden of Gethsemane. As he's on his way to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus names Judas. You remember Judas, the one who betrayed him. And you remember Judas, as it is told in the other Gospels, he took his own life. Jesus prays for one who took his own life. Jesus does not condemn Judas, but remembers him. This week in my reading about those who die by suicide, God is the first one who weeps when one of his children take their lives. God is the first one to know. And God is the one who knows most fully what caused anyone to take their lives. God is the only one who fully understands what causes a person to react to experience with PTSD or what causes a person to struggle with any kind of mental illness. God is often the only one who fully knows the challenges and the heartaches of those whose loved ones die by suicide or whose loved ones battle mental illness or addictions. God wants us to be in relationship, or God wants to be in relationship with all who are struggling. God prays that we might know God's character in detail. Jesus prays that we might know God's character in detail. God wants us to know that God sent Jesus into the world not to condemn the world, but to save it and to save us. Jesus asked God to guard those who pursue this life so that they can be of one heart and mind. Our reading from 1 Peter 4, verses 12 to 14, or 12 to 13, that reading is not one I would quickly share with someone who is suffering any kind of challenge, physical, emotional, or spiritual. I say this is not the first text I would share with someone who's suffering, because while they might hear it as supportive, they might also in some circumstances hear it as a denial of their pain and suffering. They might hear it as a demand that they buck up, pull up their bootstraps, and get on with life because everyone struggles. People with PTSD who are depressed or who are fighting suicidal thoughts and addictions can't just fix their problems by themselves. Of course, our faith in God helps us when we have hard battles, but when it comes to mental illness, faith also needs the assistance of caring people. Sure, sometimes that means telling the truth in love, and sometimes it means acting with tough love. Folks with mental illness need people, though, also who are understanding and who do not stigmatize them or call them names or yell at them for being sick. They need people to acknowledge the very real challenges of mental illness and that they need medical help, just like someone who has diabetes or cancer. These folks don't need to be stigmatized. Sometimes they do need medicine and therapy to help them cope with life. Sometimes it's us who needs the help because life has been overwhelming and we need supportive friends and family medicine, and therapy. Don't always think it's people out there. Sometimes it's us. What did I read? 1 in 4 adults, 1 in 4 need some additional help. And they and we need hope. And here the reading from 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 11 is helpful. God does take care, and we can trust God to help get us through. And while life may be tough, even sometimes for a lifetime, know that we can turn to God along with all that supportive people and medical science offers. Know that God will restore, support, strengthen, and establish us. God and Jesus wants us to be able to glorify God. God wants us to see and show the glory of God even while we suffer. Because remember, as I just said a few minutes ago, God is on display in us, whether or not we are suffering. And whether or not our suffering is mental or physical or spiritual, or our suffering is at work or in relationship or in our family, we are on display. We are God's display. Jesus offers support. And my friends, I ask us all to also offer support to all in need. May God lead us from death to life. So many lonely hearts, so many broken lives, longing for love to break into their anguish. Come, Lord, teach us love. Come, teach us peace. Come and teach us your way of compassion, O God. We can be love. We can bring peace. We can still be your way of compassion. Let peace fill our hearts. Let peace fill our world. Let peace fill our universe. Amen. Please be seated. Let us come to a time of prayer. In this day, let us remember that it is Memorial Day. How many here know someone who died in the service? How many here, I won't ask that question, but some of us also know somebody who died by suicide. I won't ask that question, whether they be a veteran or someone else. Some of us also know people with PTSD, and some of us know people with other forms of mental illness. Let us remember them. And this is a day of celebration, graduation. And so let us remember those who graduated this weekend, whether from kindergarten or eighth grade or high school or college. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for your abiding care, that you will always abide with us. We so need you, each of us in our own way. And so in silence, we offer to you a moment of prayer where we acknowledge how we need you this moment. So each of us praying for ourselves. O God, our God, many of us know someone who died because of their service to our country, whether they died overseas or here in our own nation. And so this day we lift them up, but also lift up to you their families who continue to grieve. Hear our prayers. O God, our God, many of us know someone who struggles with PTSD or addiction issues or mental illness of some sort. Some of us ourselves have challenges with mental health. Hear our prayers for those who struggle. Oh God, we continue to bring before you those who are serving our nation in this time and in this place. We pray for those who are around the world trying to keep peace, facing death. We pray that they might be successful in their desire toward peace. We pray that they will be in your safe keeping. Watch over all those who are striving for our nation, for the rights that we so enjoy, and who so want that peace that we have here be in other places of the world. Oh God, we confess that Jesus called us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. Confess that that is hard, and that it is easy to point fingers, and we know that you know the backstories, even of our enemies. Help us to find a way to deal faithfully with those who seek to harm us. Oh God, we remember this week the people of Manchester and the grief and the death that has happened in that place. And oh God, we remember the people, the Christians in Egypt, the children gunned down because of their faith. Oh God, that is persecution. Let justice prevail. Help us to find a way. Help us to find a way to bring about peace. God, we give you thanks for those who have found healing, for those who know peace because of what has happened in years past. We thank you. I thank you, Lord, for those American soldiers who came to the Netherlands and all through Europe. That I, oh God, can stand in this place today. Thank you, God, for all. With Anita among us, thank you, God, for allowing her to come to this nation. Be taken out of places where Christianity was not allowed. Oh God, our God, thank you. Thank you for those who came back having served their nation. And thank you, Lord, for helping families who had grief that you were with them. Oh God, it is so good to know that you weep with all who die. Thank you, God, for the possibilities that you bring now into this world of our new graduates. Bless them, keep them in your care. Guide them so that they might be peacemakers. Bring hope to our world. Pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, and as Jesus taught us, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
The radio broadcast portion of the worship service from the United Church of Christ in Neillsville is given by Mildred Lawson, in memory of her husband Arlo and their families, and in honor of their family and friends.